It's Friday, January 26, 2024. Welcome to episode 87 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the Planning Board addresses the subject of subdivisions, COVID and the schools, a new partner in the battle, and some policy changes. AUSD gets budget relief for the upcoming year. Arts funding is available at the city and county level. Congratulations to Alameda's Cooper Tier for another big victory. Saltbreaker Restaurant catches the attention of the New York Times, and a correction to last week's story about pinball at Almanac Beer Company. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, back in November of 2022, the City Council adopted the Alameda Housing Element, which set a housing production objective of 5,353 new housing units by 2031. As I noted back in episode 29 at the time, many of those 5,353 units are already in progress. Part of that housing element included rezoning changes going from 22 units per acre to 30. That and other amendments were adopted to bring Alameda guidelines in line with state law. This past Monday, the Planning Board addressed an issue directly related to the housing element, comprehensive revisions to the city's subdivision ordinance to remove barriers to affordable housing development. The subdivision ordinance was first adopted in 1974 and has only been amended sporadically. As such, it too has fallen out of alignment with state law, and the Planning Board has deemed that a complete rewrite of the subdivision ordinance is needed. Among the recommended changes, empowering the planning director and the city engineer to approve small subdivisions of four lots or fewer, the Planning Board would act as an appeals body. Other changes include updating subdivision design standards, map requirements, and improvement agreements to follow current engineering standards and best practices and to be consistent with state law. There was no public comment on any of the proposed changes. The Planning Board unanimously voted to recommend that City Council adopt the proposed amendments. The Council will consider and vote on the draft ordinance at a future meeting. The Planning Board also held a study session on topics such as non-conforming lots, reasonable accommodations, and fences and barriers. Among the proposed changes, eliminating hedges from the definition of fences and raising the allowable height of a front fence from 3 to 4 feet, with an additional foot allowed if the top 12 inches were see-through. The issue of front fence height increases did spark discussion, with some suggesting that a walled-off look would be counter to Alameda's neighborhood aesthetic. Staff will now take board and public comments under advisement and return with revised proposed updates at a future public hearing. The board will then consider recommending amendments for City Council approval. For full details, including a link to the draft revised ordinance, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. Dogs can do amazing things. From search and rescue to bomb sniffing and more, we are only beginning to learn what our canine companions are capable of. A dog's sense of smell is one of nature's wonders, and they can be trained to detect almost anything, including COVID. Dr. Cindy Acker, founder and principal of the Child Unique Montessori School here in Alameda, first learned about this furry superpower at an Alameda Chamber of Commerce event. Now, dogs from Early Alert Canines are on the job at TCU Montessori once a week. So what exactly do the dogs sniff? Feet. Early Alert Canine specializes in training medical detection dogs. While often used to assist diabetics thanks to the ability to detect changes in blood sugar, the dogs are able to detect COVID thanks to changes in volatile organic compounds, which can be detected in the armpits, groin, or, as in the case at TCU, feet. And the dogs are remarkably accurate. According to UC Santa Barbara, a dog can detect one drop of an odorous substance in the equivalent of 10.5 Olympic-sized swimming pools. For the COVID-sniffing canines, the accuracy exceeds a home antigen test and is even superior to the gold standard laboratory PCR test. Dr. Acker notes that weekly testing at TCU has helped keep outbreaks down, and this non-invasive approach makes things go even smoother. If students wish, they can opt out of the sniff test and test at home, but based on the giggles of the students, Scarlett and Rizzo are a welcome change from a swab in the nose. For details, including some pictures of Scarlett the Yellow Lab at work, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. On the subject of schools and COVID, Alameda Unified School District has announced some changes in their COVID policies in the wake of the California Department of Public Health updating its protocols. Under previous protocols, students and staff had to isolate for 5 days if they tested positive and could then return only if their symptoms were improving and they had been fever-free for at least 24 hours without using fever-reducing medication. Under the new protocol, students who test positive and have symptoms stay home only until their symptoms are improving and they have been fever-free for that 24 hours. There is no mandated isolation period. Staff stay at home at least 24 hours and then return when their symptoms are improving and again fever-free for 24 hours. Students and staff who test positive but have no symptoms do not have to isolate at all, but both symptomatic and asymptomatic people who test positive should mask for 10 days while they're around other people. The changes come as population immunity has grown, illnesses are less severe, and treatment options have shown to be effective. For details and a link to AUSD's COVID-19 dashboard, see Susan Davis's article at alamedapost.com/news. 2 weeks ago, in episode 85, I discussed how Measure E on the upcoming primary ballot would combine and extend parcel tax measures B1 and A. One of the reasons cited for the measure was California's budget shortfall. That concern has been eliminated, at least for the upcoming year. When Governor Newsom released his proposed budget, it showed a shortfall of $38 billion. That is $30 billion less than the $68 billion predicted by the Independent Legislative Analyst Office. Additionally, the governor's budget dips into California's rainy day fund for the express purpose of keeping K-12 school funding at current levels. For a deeper dive into the numbers and a look at the parcel tax program report, see Joyce Boyd's article at alamedapost.com/news. Some opportunity for artists to get some financial help. The annual Arts Fund grant program supports Alameda County nonprofit arts and cultural organizations that present programs such as dance, music, theater, visual arts, literature, media arts, cultural events, and other forms of creativity. Standard grant awards, $2,000 to $3,000 each. Eligible applicants must be Alameda County nonprofit organizations. The program may be offered in person, online, or virtually. The application deadline is Thursday, February 15th at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, here in the city, Alameda has released a request for proposals for cultural arts and arts programming for 2024. This includes grants for the performing arts, literary arts, film and video, screenings and installations, arts education, arts lectures and presentations, special events, and artist-in-residence programs in the arts. A total of $60,000 is available to be distributed across four grants of $5,000 and four grants of $10,000. Cultural arts or arts programming must be accessible to the public at no charge and must be located in the city of Alameda. Proposals are due on Thursday, March 21st by 5 p.m. For full details on both of these opportunities, head to alamedapost.com/features. Alameda's own Cooper Tier is in the sporting news again. The St. Joseph's grad won the USA Track and Field Cross Country Championships last week in Virginia. He ran 29 minutes 6 seconds for the 10K outdoor course. Cooper will feel right at home for this year's Olympic trials, which will be held at his alma mater, the University of Oregon. In 2020, Cooper missed making the cut for the 5,000 meters by less than a second. Here's to good things this year. A cool bit of recognition from one of our local restaurants, Saltbreaker, was featured in a recent New York Times interactive article entitled The Menu Trends That Define Dining Right Now. Saltbreaker's menu was featured in a section highlighting the trend of offerings of various sizes on today's menus. Well done, folks. I want to take a moment to correct a story from last week's episode when I reported that pinball had come to Almanac Beer Company. I mistakenly said the machines came from the Pacific Pinball Museum. They actually come from SF Pinball, which is a group tied to the Free Gold Watch Arcade in San Francisco. With San Francisco Beer Week coming up soon, I should let you know that the museum will be featuring their annual pinball and pint celebration, while Almanac will have the grand opening of their game cellar, along with other events. More on Beer Week in an upcoming episode. So again, my apologies for the error. What can I say? When two of my favorite subjects combined, I get excited. Don't forget, our walking history tours have been scheduled for 2024. 15 different tours. This year, we're offering a money-saving season pass. To see what Dennis Evanosky and Adam Gillett have cooked up, plus a link to get your season tickets, head on over to alamedapost.com/tours. alamedapost.com/events for a guide to what's going on in Alameda. Kimberly Akimbo opens tonight, Friday, at Altarena Playhouse. If that name sounds familiar to you, you've been watching the Tony Awards. Before Kimberly Akimbo was winning multiple awards as a musical, it was originally a straight stage play, and that's the version being presented by Altarena. Show runs through February 25th. Farmers Market, Saturday from 9 to 1. Don't forget the Kiwanis Chili Cook-Off returns Saturday evening from 5:30 until 10. Again, alamedapost.com/events. Remember, our events calendar is there for you to publicize your event free of charge. We're proud to announce a new feature coming to alamedapost.com this Saturday. We've partnered with friends of the Alameda Animal Shelter to present the Pet of the Week. That's right. Every Saturday, you'll get a look at somebody who just might become your new favorite furry friend. Keep an eye out this weekend. Don't forget, join us as a member, alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. I'll be back next Friday with episode 88 of the Alameda Postcast.